Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. It's Friday today, and we have some callers in the queue. We're going to be getting right to them. So first, just want to remind everybody how to reach us on the show today. It's 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, callers. And we appreciate your support on our social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, which can be found on our Blog Talk Radio profile. You're also able to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. So if you did that, we'd really appreciate it. So I'm going to post the show on Facebook as well. So hopefully we'll get some more listeners and callers today. All right, let's take the first. We have 310 and then we have 954. 310 is our first. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Janet. Janet, I've called before.
Yeah.
I was calling about my daughter, though. I was wondering if, I don't know if you can look at her and give me any guidance there.
Let's get your birth date and her birth date, too, please.
Her birth date is 11/28/2002.
Okay. So she's going to be 17 years old.
Correct.
Okay. And your birth date, please?
Mine is June 9th, 1967.
Okay. Do you want to give us a little bit of background on what's going on? Is she having problems like in school or with social?
She has anxiety.
I'm sorry,
and
what?
She has anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And is struggling.
Well, the anxiety, is it centered around, like, her academic studies, or is it more socially induced?
It's very socially induced, but it's just about everything, with everything, in every aspect.
Okay. Has she gone to therapy or talked to anybody about this?
Oh yeah. This has been her life. This isn't something new that we're experiencing now. So she's been in care for a long time.
13, 14, 15, 16. Actually, she's going through a major change right now, huh? I just chatted everything. Yeah, she's the 11/28. So
2002.
So she's a 16. Her karmic number is 16 and her master number is 7. So because she is 16 years old, this is, you know, a big change for her as it matches some of her birthday numbers.
Her month matches.
Your
Janet's
karmic number. And she, the 11/28, that's an indication that there may be some problems, especially during this period. But
you know, Janet, there's your daughter, I feel, has been traumatized by either a divorce. Have you ever been divorced? You said we, so I'm assuming there's a
husband.
But you've been divorced, right?
Yeah, she has been traumatized by that.
Yeah, and that traumatized. Okay, so you're getting readings from psychics and impressions. So whether it's surface, it's obvious, or whether it's more hidden in the folds of her emotions, the divorce traumatized her. I don't know how, but it traumatized her. How old was she when the divorce?
It still does. It's still going through.
It's still. You got to speak a little bit more clearly. It still does. You're saying. So when was the divorce?
We divorced, separated in 2014, but she's still dealing with the behavior as if we were going through divorce from the other side.
And that happened, yeah. So she was 11 years old, which is, you know, 11, in her code,
yeah.
In her code, and it's right there, 11.
That's
and
what
then
the problem
two,
is.
She has a 12 in her
it,
higher.
Apparently there's, on the on her father's side, there's a lot of turmoil.
Yeah.
So this is a problem that, you know, you need talented therapists and counselors to help her work through this. But if they don't connect to her, your daughter's not in the best situation.
Right. If they, and I would say that if they were effective, then there wouldn't be this long-term ongoing process where she's still feeling anxiety. There may be someone else that might be more effective.
There might be more effective. You see, the problem is your daughter is compounded with problems socially, school. There might be, does she have any body image? Is she overweight? Does she have a bad complexion? Is there anything that ostracizes
no.
her immediately?
No, she's beautiful. She doesn't
she's beautiful.
So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
she,
what
she's
is getting, what, you mentioned social problems, like what?
Oh, she has severe social anxiety.
I know, but what does that mean? What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been able to get her even on campus in 3 weeks.
It has nothing to do with the volume. You're speaking, I don't know, maybe too close to the receiver, but your words get jumbled. So it's really important to speak clearly and slowly for us. So repeat what you just said.
I said she's not going to school because of the anxiety. It's keeping her from school.
So she's not going to school because of the anxiety.
Okay, so how does she articulate the anxiety? What have the counselors shared with you?
I know where it's coming. You know, I know what it's all about. She has panic attacks. I mean, we have a lot of help, and she's just started with a new therapist that she has connected with. But she's just at the start of finding her voice and confronting all the stuff that's going on with her right now.
And you're saying that the school, like going to school, actually induces these panic attacks. So you're keeping.
Oh, the thought of it. Yeah, we can't even get there.
So how is that working? I mean, is she going to miss so much school that she's going to be held back?
No, she's already on an IEP and is on certificate of completion track, not diploma.
Okay, so
alternative high school type of thing, rather than graduation?
For disabilities.
It's not as serious as it may sound. I mean, she's traumatized by the divorce. The husband, her father may be really unstable. I'm not sure if there's anything mixed into that, like drugs or alcohol or anger issues or infidelities that occurred. But what's happening in her psyche is that there isn't a balance. And so she's feeling very unbalanced in terms of her femininity and her masculinity, in terms of her role models. And it's caused a great fusion in her, because ideally she's a very lovely person who likes harmony, peace. I would assume she could be very gentle. She loves animals. Is she artistic in any way? Does she write, draw, poetry? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. See, so she's a gentle kind of soul, and she's been bombarded by the environmental impact, and it's causing her to be troubled. She kind of reminds me, you know, in the world of animals, when you see an animal on the street that's shaking and it's scared, and somebody finally takes it in and they give it love, and now it's running around, it's happy. It's a totally different your daughter's going to emerge through this totally different from where she is now. She's traumatized.
Right.
And I don't know the nature of your divorce. Maybe you don't want to divulge anything, but there would have had to have been some internal violence in terms of the impact on what she was exposed to. So that would mean that you and your former husband argued a lot, or there was emotional outbreaks. There might have been some really dark, toxic stuff going on. Does that apply to anything, or did you have a amicable divorce?
No, it's all of the above. She had all of the above, just about.
Yeah.
And more, because she's really
you cut out again.
I said she's sensitive, and we were in a very bad house place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And are you currently with somebody?
No.
So you have no other?
We're not.
You're not. So it's just the father. And, like, how often does she visit the father or interact, if at all?
Like every other week, maybe once or twice.
So she does see him.
See, so what's going to happen is she's having like post-traumatic stress. It's like she has you have to take her back to the violent time and work through that and help her to find her center, because there was obviously such volatile activity going on that no one really, it wasn't a time to appropriately address her needs. And
so she internalized everything and needs to go through it.
Yeah, and that rage is going in there, and she probably found ways to escape the violence of the energy in the house, and she wasn't able to cope with that or didn't have means to, but she's sensitive, she writes, she does poetry, she's all of the above. And so what's going to happen here is that there's got to be a rediscovery of her experience during that turmoil. So someone's going to have to talk her through it and help her to understand it, but it's still going to be complex. But there's a good note there, because I think she's going to emerge to become very spiritual.
Oh, she already is.
Yeah, so but where she's more integrated, there's a whole integration into that spirituality. So there's, you know, less conflict between her and, you know, the spirituality, where she's able to become more wholly spiritual.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a specific, if that's addressing your concern.
No, it does. It just, I just, you know, she's going to get through this somehow.
Well, she is.
We have to go back.
Yeah, the turmoil, you see, in her month and day, there's already built in karmic
1128
turmoil. So all of this is part of journey of her life. So that's why we're not too concerned about it being that extraordinary. It seems to be embedded in the plot. That's part of her storyline. Her getting out of it, she'll start to feel better. 17, 18 is going to get better.
Perfect.
By the time she's 21, 20, by the time she's 21, 22, she could even get a degree. She could, I mean, something's going to happen in there.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, Janet. Well, good luck.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, we have 954 area code. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to know if, my name is Sharon, and I just wanted to know if you see a relationship this year or the next.
Okay. Have we spoken with you before, Sharon?
I think maybe a while ago. Hasn't been like recent at all. No, it was a long time ago.
What did we tell you? Were you asking about relationship? Because I'm trying to get it.
I was. I think I was asking about a job. More.
Okay.
You know, so it was a different topic.
Okay. What's your birth date?
4/16/55.
She's got 11s on both sides. 6, 7, 11, 21. She's a 31-4 and 64 years old. Right? Yeah, 64, which is interesting because that happens to be your first and third number, Sharon.
Wow.
Going backwards, 64 is right there. So So relationship.
What's her question?
She wants to know if she's going to have a relationship or when she's going to have a relationship. Have there been any prospects? Have you been dating at all?
Well, yeah, I have been dating a little bit. I mean, but nobody really,
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea. So just wanted to get your take on it.
How do you meet people? What do you do, the online dating, or do you go to like social groups?
I've gone online dating, and I really haven't gone to any social groups or anything like that. But I just meet people here and there. But really, I mean, so far nothing. I did meet a gentleman that I kind of like, but I don't know. He hasn't really called me or reached out to me. So I'm the kind of person that, like, I'm not reaching out to him.
Right.
Like,
how did you meet him? Was he?
I met him on an online dating site.
Online dating site. You know, it's hard with the sites because I don't know. Do you hear our cat in the background?
No, it's okay. I have one. I have one too.
She's really loud. Apparently, she has some opinions about your dating.
That's right.
but you have probably a group of friends at least where maybe you meet.
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe going outside of the online dating might be a good idea.
Well, let me ask you a question. Three questions. Have you ever taught? Do you have your own business, or from your divorce, did you have advantage from your former husband's business?
No. I'm widowed. No, not divorced.
Oh, but did you have like a will and
yeah? Was there anything assets? Advantage? Did you get any advantage from the being widowed?
Well, we had a little small life insurance policy. I mean, that's about it.
What did your husband do?
He was in the construction business, and I mean, he did a lot of things during the course of his life. So
I am working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I work at a bank. So I'm just off today.
Okay.
That's the financial thing that
So don't worry about the widow, divorce. It doesn't matter. Let's not dwell on that. Obviously this is separation, but of some sort him crossing over. But here's what I see. And I don't know yet. Part of this is going to be symbolic. So you have to consider the symbolism of my statements here, and then Kristen can add to it. But what I'm seeing in a symbolic dream world is you're playing cards. You're doing something with cards. I don't know if it's cards, poker, solitary, but there's a poker. There's a placement of cards in the symbolic vision, and from there a man comes. So one, the first physical question would be: do you play cards? Do you like cards?
No, I don't really play cards, to be honest.
Have you ever had Have you ever had a tarot reading? Do you do anything?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a tarot reading, but I have tarot cards. It was given to me as a gift, but I haven't really used them.
No, Sharon, that's where we go on a psychic passage. You have not everybody has tarot cards. I don't have tarot cards. Not everybody has tarot cards. So you have them, they were given to you. Now, I'm not a fan of tarot cards or readings. I don't just go there. I mean, I know the science, I know the method, and I know that. I really shouldn't say I don't have them. I do have them, and I've studied it. But
do you have them?
Yeah, I've got some tarot.
But probably in storage, they're not even accessible.
In storage. But I don't, I taught people tarot and all that. But
I have tarot cards in the house.
I'm gonna tell you this. Your energy is going to come in this respect from tarot card. You got to get your tarot cards out. And I'm not a big fan of this kind of comment, but
he's going to make it anyway.
You got to get your cards out, and you got to start doing some self tarot card in relation to
readings. I love
this triangulation of this finding.
Yeah,
this person.
It's really weird that you said that, because I was thinking about a three card spread when you before you said triangular.
Oh,
so
okay.
Interesting. But, and it's true, you would not necessarily, I mean, I've never heard you say anything about tarot cards to anybody, but there's something probably that you're picking up in the energy of those cards that you can activate.
You know, I can't run into a bank and look at the staff and go, okay, everybody with tarot cards, line up. They're not everyone's going to have
especially in a bank. They may not. They probably won't.
They're going to have the Wall Street Journal, maybe. Everybody with the Wall Street Journal, anybody, you know, maybe there. But tarot cards? No. You have them. That came psychically, Sharon. That's the part you have. That's the piece you take out. And you go, okay, they're doing a reading. They're mentioning tarot cards. A pack was given to me. I've got them. Now, what we're suggesting is that you do your tarot card reading in relation to a relationship, and it's going to come out of that. You're going to bring the person in.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And on a physical level, obviously, the online, maybe I would stay away from that. Try to maybe go out places. I don't know what your hobbies are. What do things that you enjoy? Maybe there are men in that group.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she's currently on, you're on a cycle of your master numbers. So when you turn 64, that was your 16th cycle of four. And remember, we talked about 64 being embedded in your month and day. Well, that 16th cycle of your master number happens to be embedded in your day, 416. 4 times 16 is 64. So you should, I mean, and four is the heart chakra. 16 becomes a seven, but in that spirituality, but essentially this is the time she should meet somebody in this year. I mean, you should meet somebody before you're 65 years old. Hi. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead.
No. I mean, that sounds logical, you know. I don't know. I don't really understand numerology too much, but I know it has a lot of relevance. You know, I know people are very, you know, it's a science, I guess, based on, you know.
It's a science and just a quick comment on that. It's unfortunately what's available about numerology right now in libraries or bookstores is extremely limited and does not go into the depth of the code. So you really aren't going to be able to find it. We're working on a book, and you know, that's a big process, but there's going to be a lot more truth.
Can you do a tarot card reading on yourself in relation to relationship?
Well, yeah. I mean, just pick three cards and see what comes up. Is that what you're saying?
Well, keep at it. And do a little bit of intricate study in terms of the other layers of card reading in regard to a self reading and relationship. It's going to come out of that zone. Also, there's going to be a strong visual energy color of purple around you, or scarlet. Purple, I don't know if you have any purple around you, or you like purple, or there's something purple in your home. But if there isn't, it's going to be an astral field of energy. So,
is there anything purple that you can quickly connect
to? Oh, yeah, definitely. I know what purple is, the most spiritual color, and, you know, I do
but
like the color.
Physically purple that you, like, around you right now or in your house?
I don't really, not at the moment. Really, okay. I'm looking around. I can't really see anything at the moment. But
you understand the color. So anyways, the color itself is going to be important in terms of the energy. And so you want to surround yourself visually with purple. You want to do some tarot card readings. A three-card spread is fine. House plants, if you have any house plants or you're inclined to have gardening or plants around you. It's another validation. Do you have such things like that?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of plants, sure.
Yeah.
That I do.
Well,
Not everybody does.
So I have a lot of plants. Okay, sure. So, but these are things that are going to get you somebody. And then the person you meet, it's going to be very weird. I don't know where you live, but there's going to be an image of, like, in New York, where you have the horseless carriage and you romantically go through the city, you know. There's a horseless carriage image. Maybe it's a past life you have with the person, but there's going to be some kind of, it might suggest a romance. The romantic.
I do live in New York. I do live in New York.
Oh, really?
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Do they still have those horseless carriages you can ride around and be romantic?
They have a horse, a carriage with a horse and carriage, but I haven't seen a horseless carriage.
No, I mean, that's what I meant. Yeah. A carriage with a horse.
Carriage. Yeah, yeah.
I
was trying to get an image of a horseless carriage.
Were you too? I was like, this is interesting.
No. That was my error. I admit.
He's a brainless psychic. No.
What I meant was
a
coach drawn with a horse.
Which we do not endorse or advocate, I must say, because the cruel treatment of, I mean, they're horrible.
Right, of course,
That's terrible. But anyways, I'm seeing that energy. So what I meant to say was a coach drawn by a horse. I don't know why I said horse.
Yeah.
but anyways, that's where it's going to come from. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
There's a Woody Allen film where he actually goes in a carriage with a horse and he rides around New York, and that image keeps coming in. I don't know if it was Manhattan or it was one of the movies that he did, and I don't know if you're a fan of Woody Allen, but
maybe the carriage will be driven by a headless horseman.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Then it gets really eerie, Sharon.
Yeah.
That's when things get extremely strange. And
That's for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I will do
the tarot cards and see what that comes up with, and look for purple, whether I wear it or, you know,
purple rose of Cairo. That's it.
Yeah, I have a little purple pendant, and you know, so.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Let us know how things progress.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye. Okay, and Sharon can join us on Facebook. She may do so by finding our links on Blog Talk Radio. You know what's really funny is that I have my phone sitting right here in the feed of Facebook, and I just, as she was finishing talking to us, see a horse. Lazy horse plays dead every time people try to ride him in the New York Post.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So.
Well,
strange things happen.
Yeah.
They do.
Bread and butter.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. Generations. We don't have any callers currently.
Line them up. Everybody's coming in to do the show. We have two great callers. You know? What if we had a radio show and nobody came? But at least we had two. Anyways, we have some time left over, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
And so I don't know. I know the onrush of images, again, it's a strange thing when typical people, they're take readings, but they might get an intuitive feeling about something or they're thinking something, but it's different. So they go and seek a psychic and they go, well, what do you see? Like psychics are special people that they have this rush of energy comes to them and they see things that are accurate. And well, in some respects, that's true. But what makes that happen? You know, why do psychics get to have the privilege of seeing things that the common human being can't see? What is that all about? My answer would be the third eye and the evolving development of that sixth chakra, third eye. Some of us have come a little bit more evolved in that respect than others. Some of us develop it over time.
It's really strange. We suddenly have callers that says someone's been here for 15 minutes and they didn't show up in the queue. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
callers,
but I just callers.
Oh, callers?
Yeah.
Like around your neck?
No, phone. C-A-L-L-E-R-S.
Oh, callers.
Are you okay today?
I thought you said colors and then callers.
Well.
And now it's callers.
What apparently happened, I refreshed the page and another
And then we have more people lined up, huh?
Well, we have, yeah.
Somebody's listening or wanting a reading?
Someone wants a reading. So we have a couple people. 519, if you need to speak with us, please press 1 or we're not going to bring you on. Okay, 402.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and we're really sorry for some reason you weren't showing up in the queue, and clearly you've been waiting.
I was enjoying listening, and I think part of the reason people are psychic and other people aren't is because we only apparently use like a little bit of our brain, and I noticed that a lot of people that have psychic abilities, it's either genetic, they've been through trauma. When you go through trauma, you kind of block things out of your mind at a young age, and then different parts of your brain are being activated because you're blocking out other stuff, or head trauma, or something dramatic happened, like near life experience, and there's some people that are psychic that don't want to be psychic, so they don't tune into it. I feel like I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd rather somebody else tune in for me.
There's a lot of different variations. I mean, really the commitment to psychic energy and developing it takes more than just a natural, go well beyond a natural ability. And there are a lot of people who actually have psychic ability. I mean, really everybody has.
But they don't know how to use
ability,
it.
But don't
like,
know
you
how
know,
to
you
use
have
it
that gut
into
feeling.
It.
You got, you know, you just know you're thinking about somebody, you're thinking about them, and then something happens to them and they call you. You know, it's just certain things where that spirit, you know, that connects it all is just a little bit closer. And I think it's really your brain, you know, like just like sonar ability and stuff like that. You know, if you think your brain can do stuff like that and there's certain things that are activated in certain areas that are getting stimulated in somebody's mind that in another person isn't. So
yeah.
That's what I think. I'm not.
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Leilani.
Leilani. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Leilani.
Okay. And my birthday is February 10th, 1985.
Okay.
And my question was about love, too. I'm going back and forth in this relationship with a man named Lars. And I want to see what you guys are vibing on that whole
13,
thing.
36.
Do you want their birthday?
Lars.
Yeah.
His birthday if you want.
Okay,
it's
yes, please.
It's 2/18/83.
Interesting. You guys, you know, there's a strong connection.
Oh, big one.
21. I'm having a problem. 21.
She's an 8 and he's a 5,
32,
but
five.
That's her year.
Wait.
Your master numbers represent the year you're born.
13, no. Oh, yeah, she's a 26, 8. 32.5. Yeah. 85.
God,
exactly.
Their first two numbers are the same.
Same, and their numbers are interchangeable.
Yeah.
The days. He holds your master number in his day. You hold his master number in your year. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Was there ever a marriage anywhere between either?
Yeah.
Were you married or was he married?
I thought
or
he was
anything
married.
With a marriage?
I have children and he doesn't. But we're
Did,
not
he,
married, but it was almost
he's had
like
never, he never was married before.
No. And I was
I
never married,
was
but
married.
I had children.
So did he ever have like a situation with someone he lived with for a period of time that was like a marriage?
It's really weird that you're saying that because I think what we had was the closest to that, but another woman kind of like stepped into the picture, an ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And she was kind of like the white buffalo, like the one that got away because we were friends before. And I went out of town for a weekend, and the same time I went out of town, she was in town. And I don't know, I just got this weird feeling all the way around. Like, the energy shifted. And so I'm like, I didn't know if I was, I don't know what is going on. So that's what I was trying to figure out. Plus, there's just a lot of tension, and I didn't know if it's because, you know, we're similar, but we're different. And we spend a lot of time together. But at the same time, like, our views are really different. So
your views are really
communication.
Different. Politically or,
well,
like
just the way, like, he just, I mean, I think there's some people that call it realists and there are some optimistic. But sometimes when you're being a realist or pessimistic, I'm not a pessimistic person. I'm more of an optimistic person. You know what I mean?
Do you have different views on how to conduct a relationship?
Yeah, we have different views on a lot of things.
We want the same thing. You know, for some reason, I thought he was, before she gives the birth date, I thought he was going to be, like, older. I don't know why. He is older, but not significantly.
Right.
Well, there's a strong, you see, there's a strong connection and soulmates and all that.
Something to do with past life. Soulmates, which means you shared, I mean, you were, your souls met on the astral plane.
Yeah.
So it's common.
The connections are pretty obvious. The differences are that there's something I'm picking up about him that crippled him. It was either literally he was in an accident and he was crippled. There was some kind of accident, a road accident, motorcycle, or an accident of some kind. Or I'm picking up on something more subtle in the form of his soul and some kind of accident. To your knowledge, has he been in any accidents?
Yes. Yes.
Well... Can we elaborate?
What kind of accident has he been in?
No, he's been in an accident, and he kind of is getting treated for his knee, so he's kind of, like, crippled, but he's not really crippled. He makes a joke, like, saying that he's crippled.
Well, that's bingo.
So, see, what's happening with him is that he's stuck in a time zone previous to this time zone.
Go ahead.
But that time zone that he's stuck in, he's still carrying in his soul, and that's causing confusion. So your initial reaction to him would have been, hey, we're together and everything's great. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the organic process between you and this individual. What's causing a disruption and making it all confusion is that he's caught in a different time element that is being manifested in this time element, which also includes the accident he had.
Are you talking about a time zone in this lifetime? Are you also talking about a past life? Which is, I think, why I thought he was older. I think there's something going on with the past life that gave me that impression. Plus the idea that there was some kind of marriage and now this other woman has come into the picture and she's also...
It's so weird that you guys are saying all that, because I always felt that we had like a Celtic Viking lifestyle from before, from a long time ago, past life, like way long time ago. Like, you know how you can look at somebody's body and you're like identify as a warrior body? And I felt like maybe we were rulers together at one point. You know, it was this kind of weird dream I had. And then you guys are saying that, so it's kind of validating what I already thought. But bringing that into this lifetime is not really possible because it's not the same.
Well, you know, I mean, this takes a more intricate kind of reading because there are ways. This is a convoluted plot, but it's a real plot in my estimation. And so it takes a little bit of maneuvering because what it does is requires energy work in terms of his changes. And that is what's important. Has he ever, to your knowledge, had any kind of therapy or did he go through any crushing elements?
No, he's going through physical therapy right now with his knee.
No, but emotional therapy. Has he ever gone to a counselor?
No.
No, and this woman, gosh, it sure would be
well,
nice
the
to
physical,
have her birthday.
No,
the physical
see,
therapy relates to.
The physical accident he had is a manifestation of an emotional accident from a past life. So now it becomes a physical manifestation, and he's going to physical therapy, where in the previous lifetime it was emotional therapy, and it was something due to some kind of loss. There would have also been, does he have his own business? Did he lose anything financially? Is he going through any trouble?
He lost his father, and he ended up paying out of pocket to bury his dad, and he didn't really get help from his brothers and his family like he should have. And, and he has his own business, but he pretty much suffered a loss after that. So I think he's just trying to come up.
Okay, so for the sake of the brief reading, we're connecting to the storyline, and we're also evaluating that this is convoluted.
So question, you don't happen to have the woman's birth date?
No, I don't, but her name is Candace.
Candace. And do you know if they interact with one another?
Yeah, they still talk. They're still friends, or I don't know what it is. They have some kind of connection.
I don't know what your agreement is with him, or understanding if this is supposed to be exclusive, or it's a sort of, are you intimate with this person? Is there a relationship going on in that regard?
Well, the thing is, I'm not a jealous person. I don't mind if you have friends or you're talking to somebody, you know, because I have trust, but it's not reciprocated. And then I just got this weird feeling, you know, just like, I don't mind if you talk to her, just don't talk about me or our relationship to her. That's all I ask, you know. And
totally, Lonnie.
Are
you guys committed, or is this an open relationship? Are you intimate?
We were committed. I just kind of ended the relationship. I pulled out. I was kind of like feeling like I was going a little crazy and, you know, not in body, out of body, and being distracted from what I need to focus on.
So what was his reaction to you wanting to break it off?
Well, I think he was angry, and I think he was okay with it. And that was the weird part. Like, I think he was okay with it because, like I said, we're not in agreement in a lot of things. And so we're not seeing eye to eye. And I think that he was okay with it. But the thing is, like, he always comes back and doesn't really want to leave. So then I'm wondering, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I just want to do the best thing for everyone, you know, and everything, you know. At one point I wanted to work on our relationship, and now I just kind of want to work on myself and my family, you know what I mean? But I don't want to, like, hurt anybody in the process. And if we could build together, that'd be great. But I'm not going to build with somebody that's, you know, has, you know, a harlem of people that they confide into. That's not me. That's not what I want to do.
Well, that is clear. You know, he's not in a place that's healthy for you. He's compromised by his emotions. He's seeking solace from other people. That's not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind friends, but you don't want the core
emotional
issue of the relationship to be shared with other people.
Right.
Somebody else.
So you're in a good place. I mean, it, just because you two have a karmic connection and there's a past life and all that, he's not ready. He's still working through his issues.
And it seems like there's a lot getting in the way. I mean, just even on a physical level, besides the past life issues. I mean, you know, they're
right.
Manifesting in the physical plane, and there's lack of synchronicity between the two of you. You know, if you don't agree on a lot of things, and there's core issues in terms of relationships that you can't see eye to eye on, I mean, how can it work?
Right. Yeah, I know.
Unless he's willing to change or wants to work out issues and you know, do therapy.
There was a level of compromise, but it was more one-sided. It was more, you know, and I just, you know, I mean, it can't be that way. It's got to be, you know, give and push.
Yeah, he has to be more open to that compromise. It shouldn't all be you. And if it can't be that way, then you should move on.
Exactly.
I think. Yeah. Neil, anything else?
My answer, move on and move better. It's just like, dang, this in-between stage gets you all crazy.
You know what, Leilani, it wouldn't hurt to talk to him again and say, listen, this is how I feel, and I care about you. I mean, did you ever express that you loved him, or did he express that to you?
Yeah, we both did.
So, I mean, it's not just a physical relationship. There's emotional bond between the two of you. I think if you want to open up a conversation with him and say, listen, this is why I broke things off, and this is how I feel. I would like you to be more, you know, more of a participant in this relationship and compromise and communicate. And this is how I feel about this woman. If you could do that one last time and see if where it goes or what he says, then you can base your decision on that if you want to give it one last shot. But otherwise, you know, if he's not willing to meet you halfway, then definitely I would say move on.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're like you said, you're pulling out, you're trying to think of yourself now. I think you, if you're going to be committed, if there, you know, saying I love you and all that, but there's got to be more action behind it and a strong sense of commitment. You're going to get hurt. You're going to feel compromised. So you taking care of yourself right now, I think, is important. And that's what you should be focusing on. And like you said, your family, your kids, whatever. But
right.
I'm not sure if this is going to be your ultimate destiny. If this guy doesn't shape up and get clear about things, then you'll probably find somebody else. That's what I think. And but right now, focus on yourself. If that is of any help to you.
Yes, it is. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Leilani.
Thank you.
Take care. And Leilani can join us on Facebook. We hope that she does. Like our page. Send us a friend request. Okay. And 519 does want to speak with us. Hi.
Hello, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. In 4370, what's going on?
I took a job. So the one that I said I kind of didn't want, but I really didn't have any other offers.
The Edward Jones one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if, you know, there's going to be a lottery win or something coming up for me.
I wouldn't bank on it.
I know. A lottery win. That's, I wouldn't borrow against it.
No, you're probably more likely to be hit by lightning. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, just, the, you know, it feels okay. It doesn't feel horrible, but I just get the sense that it's just not going to end up.
You don't like the job. But do that. I mean, when we talked last time, that wasn't really the job for you, and the conservative environment, you know, I mean, and you've been in other jobs that probably are more flexible in terms of schedule and, you know, the fact that you have an end date because you've been on contract. And this is like, you know, like, what is it, 8 to 5, 9 to 5? 10 to 6 job.
I think 24/7. They think they talk like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how long have you been? When did you shake it? When did you start?
It's been a couple weeks.
A couple weeks, and you're not too happy.
Well, I'm not unhappy. I'm sort of like in the dilemma state because I knew I had to take a job. Because my ex was going nuts and taking me to court for not having a job.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to take a job. And, you know, there were no real red flags with it. It's just, you know, it's something that I've done before, so it's not news. Like, it's fairly simple for me, but the long haul for it.
Right, you're not committed to staying in it. Are you still looking for other work? Are you on a break right now, lunch or something? Because I would imagine you'd be working today.
No, they have you work from home for a while. So.
Oh, so you're working from home?
Yeah.
Really? Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, she does all different kinds of work. She's tried to be on the border patrol. She's done all kinds of different stuff.
What's she doing right now?
She's working for Edward Jones as a financial advisor.
Oh, financial.
So that's
shouldn't be saying that though, just on radio. I don't want to come back and bite me. I don't want the name of the company kind of to bite me.
Oh, well, you said it last time. So, I mean, it's nothing you didn't say on radio. We will mention it again.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's not your fault. I said it.
We'll apologize.
No problem.
Well, you know, I mean, you're keeping yourself abreast of the situation and your husband and your ex-husband and demanding a job and all that. I don't know, you know, and so that's fine. I don't know what your ultimate goal is. You know, relationship, is there an ultimate goal you have?
She has a relationship.
I sort of have one. Sort of here and there.
Oh, yeah, with somebody in the United
States.
That's what
I'm saying. I don't know what your ultimate goal is for the purpose of the radio show.
You mean in terms of her question today?
Yeah.
I see. She asked about a lottery win.
Well, that's
she wants to be, yeah.
No, that's frivolous. You know, we have no. I never answer about lotteries. I think it's silly.
Obviously, well, and there's some kind of.
If you're going to win it, you're going to win it. But you know, people, lotteries, numbers. Am I going to win the lottery? We didn't. You know, I don't know. That's not where we come from. That's fine if you win it. If it comes in a reading and we say, oh my God, you're going to win the lottery.
Because obviously some people have a destiny to win lotteries or, you know, get
some
windfalls. But
you see, that would come from this perspective of the psychic. If someone's going to win a lottery, the psychic would say, my God, you're going to win the lottery. But when throughout my history, when people say, am I going to win the lottery? My answer is always no.
But
if you have to ask, it's no, unless the psychic sees it intentionally and it's right there. But I don't know what
the problem with Jennifer is there's too much ambiguity in her life right now. Obviously, with the relationship, it's not really, it's kind of a relationship. You've got a job that you are not totally happy with and that you essentially took because you had to get your husband, ex-husband, you know, off you in terms of the pressure he was giving you about getting a job and taking you to court and all this. So there needs to be more decision and certainty in your life and, you know, keeping a relationship that's not really a relationship, taking a job that you don't really want. I mean, the good thing I'd say about the job is at least you're not having to report to a structured, you know, business for those hours that you're working, that you're able to work from home and there's more flexibility. Do you meet with clients?
I'm not yet. I will on time. So,
what exactly are you doing from home, real like in 60 seconds?
Oh, you've got to get your accreditation. So it's like a Series 7 kind of thing. So
you're really not in the heart of the job right now. You're getting accredited so you can eventually work with clients. In that regard, are you going to be in a reporting to work, or how do you meet with clients? You know, I'm guessing you don't invite them to
the home. No. You would either go to their place of business or eventually you'd end up with an office. So,
well,
do you have a quick question? Just a blunt question.
I think she wants. Are you wanting something?
I'm looking for the energy around my, you know, and I hear what you're saying about the ambiguity. I've been, you know, walking forward, but I'm just going through the doors that are opening.
Right.
Rather than making a concrete decision on what's going on. Because there are areas of my life that are going very well that I don't want to sacrifice. At this moment, like my kids, like they're awesome, great relationship, they're all doing really well. So I don't want to do anything like move, or there's certain things that I don't want to change because they are going extremely well. And I feel like I'm walking through the open doors, but I have a problem because you know when you're a manifester and you can manifest whatever you want. Sometimes that's a double-edged sword. You manifest something thinking, okay, this is what I want, and it's really not what you want. So I guess what I'm asking is about the energy of what I seem to be manifesting. Is it positive, or do I need to be doing more inner work on determining my path?
Well, you always need to be doing inner work. That's always important. You're about to turn 50. Your master number is 6. And you had a recent change around 48. Your next big change is going to come at 54. So you're sort of in the midst of a journey right now. And you need to prepare for that. Eventually, you will reach 54. And what you do right now is going to be pertinent to that journey. So you want to have security. You know, locking in security with your family, your job, that kind of thing. As far as your higher self goes, I would suggest you advance your psychic abilities, your ability to perceive things, your intuition, your sense of intuition.
Yeah, because you're a 6. I mean, that's
if you use that strategy,
third eye.
Right. And if you use that strategy, you're going to be able to play the market better. You're going to be able to, you won't go for the lottery, but you'll have a sense of how to invest, how to put money forward.
Mm-hmm.
And right now,
okay,
you need to
that makes sense.
Saving. Do you have any substantial saving
yes.
now?
Well, I do invest, and I usually do pretty well in the investing. And the 5 years makes sense, too, because that's kind of what point I'll be an empty nester. So that's when decisions can be made outside of the kids.
Yeah, and in that regard, Jennifer, there's a prediction of high standard for money flow.
See, there she does have money flow. She didn't need to work, actually. She has money to live, but
better.
She had to, yeah. So, but I'm just saying because of the husband, she had to get a job. I mean, obviously, you know, getting a job is a good idea anyway, so you can maintain savings, but I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to remind Neil of that. As far as, do you think, I mean, how much time are you going to give this job?
Well, you don't really start making money for 5 years. So that sort of coincides with 5 years too.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's where it's going. You see, and I see
mm-hmm.
In that time when you're around 54, you're going to be coming in the money. There's going to be an abundance of money. More will be coming in. So the strategy
mm-hmm.
now I would be using for you would be to check into your intuitive sense, to start building on your returns, to see if there's growth and how you feel the market out and investments out. All of that is in alignment with an improvement, a growing improvement. You might have to check your psyche at times to make sure nothing's blocking or disturbing you and learn how to quickly get that off the table as quickly as you can. But right now your journey is between 50 and 54, and at 54 your income should your assets should double.
Yeah.
Double.
And that
okay.
will be her next
that makes
cycle.
Sense.
Ninth cycle is six
mm-hmm.
at 54, so it's a significant change. Okay, well we're out of time, Jennifer, but hopefully that helps. Sorry
okay.
about the lottery.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, we're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Again, our listeners and callers can follow us on Facebook. We hope that they do. Neil and Kristen Baker, and we hope you have a great weekend.